It is Black History Month, when we traditionally hear stories about the great men of color in U.S. history. What we don't often hear is the stories of their wives, women who were often just as outspoken, just as active and important as their partners. Jackie Robinson was, of course, the first Black player in Major League Baseball, but he was also the husband of Rachel Robinson, a distinguished professor of nursing who played an integral role in the fight for civil rights. We're joined by Yehuru Williams. He's a distinguished university chair, professor, and founding director of the Racial Justice Initiative at the University of St. Thomas. He is also co-author of the book, Call Him Jack, The Story of Jackie Robinson, Black Freedom Fighter. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the name of your book, Call Him Jack, because you named it that because of her, right? She said that everybody called him Jack, except for white sports writers who started calling him Jackie. Why was this so important to her?
You know, I had the good fortune to be the chief historian at the Jackie Robinson Foundation and got to know Rachel in that context. And she would always call him Jack. And that stuck with me. For his intimates and familiars, he was Jack. Jackie is a media creation. He's the person that sports writers were comfortable with in that whole endeavor that he and Branch Rickey created in order to make Jackie more palatable. And that nickname, that moniker of Jackie, somehow obscures the man behind the legend.
So Rachel met Jack when they were both students at UCLA in 1940. Many of us already know his story. He was a star athlete at UCLA, not just in baseball, but football, basketball, track. He was a leader in sports and in civil rights. She was a rarity too, though. She was a Black woman in the 1940s who earned a degree in nursing at a top-level university. What were the similarities between the two of them?
Well, she was a standout, and I think this is what's so interesting about their story. Rachel came from a middle-class family. She's born in 1922, and she's at UCLA. And when she first meets Jack, one of the interesting things that she notes is that one of the things that attracted her to him was his unabashed pride in his color. She said that he would wear these white shirts and the contrast of his dark skin against those white shirts. She recognized that this was somebody who had a deep sense of pride. And this was very important to her as well.
Being the first Black player in Major League Baseball was not easy, but it also could not have been easy to be the wife and partner of the first Black player in Major League Baseball. In 2010, Rachel spoke to NPR's Michelle Norris about when Jackie was playing in Baltimore, the coaches and players yelled at him in the dugout, and she talked about what she felt her role was.
And I just sat there kind of stunned that this could happen. My only thought was to protect Jack. I mean, the whole protective thing that women feel, and I felt intensely with him. So all I could do was sit up taller, as if my back, you know, it's a fantasy, that my back could block some of that stuff that was coming at him out of the stands. And then to know that he was going to play so well, they weren't going to be able to keep it up.
What do we know about her experience during that very difficult time?
Well, in 1997, the New York Times actually writes that in the same way that Jack broke the color barrier, Rachel broke what they call the wives' color barrier. And I think that that diminishes what she experienced, what she felt, and the fact that she was Jack's first teammate. When we think about, for example, Jack's opening game and the insults that were hurled at him in the stands, the challenges that he had with his teammates, Rachel, as his wife, bore the brunt of that in those intimate settings and really was his rock, his foundation, his protector in the way that she described. And so really, they had to be each other's rock and protection. Even though Jack's on the public stage, it was in some sense even more difficult for Rachel because she is doing that in the stands. And then when they have children, she has the responsibility of not only worrying about Jack, but also worrying about the protection of the family as well.
She has had just an unsung career in medicine. I mean, she became a researcher at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, then an assistant professor at the Yale School of Nursing. She was director of nursing at the Connecticut Mental Health Center. She was part of a team that did the very first research into whether patients with severe mental illness could still thrive and do well while living at home and how they could do that. Is it just because of Jackie Robinson's fame, do you think? Why don't more people know about her work?
Well, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because her contributions to the field of psychiatric nursing are significant as a woman of color. And if not for her marriage to Jackie Robinson, it might be something that we would herald independent of her relationship with Jack and being tied to the integration of baseball. And when Jack retires from baseball, really it's Rachel's opportunity to pursue her dreams. In some sense, she had deferred for 10 years while he's in the league her work, but there was a calling there. There was a life's work that was there that you see expressed in all of Rachel's endeavors. You see it in her, you know, getting that master's in science and psychiatric nursing in 1957, the work that she does both at Albert Einstein and then becoming an assistant professor at Yale University. But then you also see it after Jack's death in 1972, when in addition to their support of the civil rights movement, the jazz concerts that they had at their home to raise money for those who had been imprisoned for civil rights activism, their work with developing in 1972 a housing corporation to build low-income housing for people of color, her formation, creation of the Jackie Robinson Foundation in 1973 to help young people not only achieve what she had achieved, but also to avoid what happened to Jack. And that was the fact that this constant concern about being able to pay for one's tuition. Jack's a four-letter athlete, and yet, like a lot of Black students, suffered from not ever feeling secure about being able to pay tuition. And so she felt that was a fitting way to honor him.
She was so very fearless in speaking about things that in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even in the 80s and 90s, many people were not speaking about quite as honestly as she was. She did an interview with the Bridgeport Herald, a newspaper, about the kind of housing discrimination that she and Jackie faced. And it ended up driving an expose on racism in the housing market. And that was just one of a number of things where she would draw attention to issues of inequality and discrimination. How do you think she has ended up using her platform, not just with the Jackie Robinson Development Corporation that you already alluded to and the Jackie Robinson Foundation that helps give scholarships to minority students? In what way has she been an advocate, even in what she says?
She's been such a powerful voice and has utilized her platform as Jack's widow to drive change, not only within baseball, but also outside of the game. And you mentioned that with regard to her work on housing, not just in Connecticut, but, you know, nationally, you know, speaking out in a way that you could no longer deny the challenges to Black families in terms of finance, in terms of access, and opportunity and pathways toward homeownership. And this is the great thing about the Robinsons, really, about Jack and Rachel, the entire Robinson family, but Jack and Rachel in particular. This is a family of pioneers. We talk about this only as if it is about Jack's integration of the game of baseball. But everywhere the Robinsons went, when they moved to Stamford, Connecticut from New York, they're the first Black family in their neighborhood. They're always integrating. Rachel and Jack's children integrate Stamford, Connecticut's public schools. They integrate the golf course. So this is a family that's really always on the frontier. And the two of them really were phenomenal teammates in advancing civil rights for African-Americans and pointing out the challenges to the Black community in a host of areas, from access to education to civil rights in the form of the civil rights movement itself, the right to vote, the struggle for decent housing, and healthcare, which again, her connection to nursing underscores.
And earned 12 honorary doctorates in her life. Uhuru Williams, professor at the University of St. Thomas, co-author of the book, Call Him Jack, The Story of Jackie Robinson, Black Freedom Fighter. Uhuru, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.